Hello there, I'm Lance, and welcome to Dozing Off. Dozing Off is a podcast where I'll read you to sleep. I'll narrate short stories and classic literature in this deep and relaxing tone to allow you to put your overactive mind at ease and doze off. Tonight I've got a fun one for you. It's called The 12 Rules of Sleeping. It's a little comical, but also told in a way that's perfect for when we lay our head down on the pillow at night. Thank you for being here tonight. I appreciate you more than you could ever know for being a part of the Dozing Off community and making it a part of your bedtime routine. Let's close our eyes and jump into these 12 rules together. Here we go. Tonight, I want to share something very important, perhaps the most important manual you'll ever hear. It isn't about how to fix a car or how to cook the perfect meal. It's something much greater, something more noble. It's the 12 rules of sleeping. Now, I should warn you, these rules are both completely serious and completely ridiculous. Some are steeped in ancient wisdom, and others might be inventing on the spot. But all of them are designed to do one thing: help you drift gently into the best sleep you've had in a long time. So, get comfortable, adjust your pillow, pull that blanket a little higher, and let's begin. Rule 1. The pillow is king. If sleep is a kingdom, the pillow is a monarch, the ruler of bedtime, the soft commander of dreams. Think of your pillow. Is it fluffed? Is it plump? Or perhaps it's more of a noble pancake, thin, dignified in its own way. The important thing is respect. The pillow deserves a little ritual, a gentle pat, a soft shake, maybe even a defined punch or two. Not out of anger, of course, but to remind it of its duty, to cradle your head like a crown jewel. As you sink into its quiet authority, feel your face soften. The cheeks unclench, the jaw loosens, even your ears, yes, your ears, relax against the pillow's soft throne. The pillow is king, and tonight it has decreed, you will rest. Rule 2. The blanket tuck. Every sleeper knows this one. The sacred cocoon. There is no science to it, and yet there's an art. Some like to drape the blanket casually, like royalty in velvet robes. Others are strict tuckers, folding themselves into a fortress of cotton and down. Whichever style you like, the blanket has one true purpose: to declare to your body, the world can wait. For now, you're safe. You're warm, and you're still. As you pull the blanket around yourself, notice how it changes your breathing. Slower, deeper. Each inhale gently warms the cocoon. Each exhale drifts out like a soft sigh. The blanket does not judge. It only wraps. And as long as you're tucked, you are home. Rule 3. Thou shalt not check email. This may be the most controversial rule of the night. But here it is. The glowing rectangle of chaos, the phone, has no place in bed. Think of it like this. Checking your email at midnight is like inviting the entire office into your bedroom. Do you really want spreadsheets, deadlines, unanswered messages crawling under the covers with you? I didn't think so. Instead, give yourself permission to disconnect, to say, the day is done. Tomorrow can have my to-do list. Tonight belongs to me. And in this quiet, without the buzzing and pinging, you might just hear something better. The steady rhythm of your breath. Rule 4. The bedtime beverage. Ah, the great bedtime beverage debate. Warm milk, herbal tea, a glass of water at just the right temperature. Whatever you choose, let it be ceremonial. Imagine you're at a grand banquet and the drink in your hand is no ordinary tea. It's liquid tranquility, brewed by monks on a mountaintop just for you. Feel the warmth of the cup, the steam curling up, carrying away the last scraps of your day. Take a slow sip. Notice how it soothes not just the throat, but the mind. And when the cup is empty, so too are your worries. Rule 5. The art of the sigh. This is an underrated rule. Few people appreciate the healing power of one good sigh. So let's try it together. Inhale deeply. Hold it for a moment. And then let it out. Long, slow, luxurious. There. Notice how even your shoulders drop a little. The sigh of the body's way of saying, we're done here. Let's put the day down. The art of the sigh. Simple, effective, rule approved. Rule 6. Position perfection. Every sleeper knows the dance. You turn left, no, right. You curl up. You stretch out, you attempt the starfish, you roll into a burrito. The truth is, there is no perfect position. The perfect position is the one you fall asleep in without realizing it. So go ahead, shuffle, adjust, wiggle. And when you finally find that spot where the mattress hugs you back, stay. Savor it. That's the magic moment. Rule 7. Noise negotiations. Ah, yes. The soundscape of sleep. Some like silence. Others prefer white noise. And some, well, live with a snore. But here's the secret. Don't fight the noises. Befriend them. That ticking clock. A steady heartbeat. That distant car. A lullaby of movement. That snore from across the room. Okay, that one's harder. But let's call it an unconventional nighttime symphony. In the end, the rule is simple. Every sound is an invitation to relax deeper, not a reason to stay awake. Rule 8. The ritual of reading. There's no greater trick for sleep than a slightly boring book. The kind with long descriptions of gardens or many characters you'll never meet again. But here's the thing. Boring on the page becomes soothing in the mind. As you read, the eyelids grow heavy, the words blur, and suddenly you've been holding the same paragraph for 5 minutes without realizing it. That's not failure. That's the ritual working. Rule 9. The Great Yawn. Yawns are mysterious, contagious, strange little stretches for the soul. So let's honor the yawn. When it comes, don't stifle it. Let it roll out, wide and unhurried. Feel it travel from your lungs to your throat, to your eyes until they water with relief. One yawn invites another, a chorus of relaxation. And by the third or fourth, well, you may not even hear Rule 10. Rule 10. Dream invitations. If you're still awake, congratulations. It means you've made it to Rule 10. Few do. Now, it's time to invite the dreams. Imagine writing a letter on the soft paper of your thoughts. Dear dreams, you are cordially invited to tonight's sleep. Please bring gentle adventures, pleasant surprises, and nothing too complicated. RSVP immediately. Fold the letter, seal it with a smile, slip it under your pillow. The invitation has been sent. Rule 11. The Midnight Rest. Sometimes sleep plays hard to get. You toss, you turn, you sigh, and still no rest. The rule here is simple. Don't fight it. Rise slowly. Sip a little water. Wander the quiet dark as though it's your private kingdom. And when you return to bed, the world feels new again, ready to carry you into rest. Rule 12. Trust the night. And finally, the last rule, the most important. Trust the night. Sleep is not a chore, not a task, not something to wrestle with. It's a gift, and it always comes in its own time. So surrender. Let go. You've done enough. The pillow is waiting. The blanket is ready. The dreams are on their way. Trust the night and rest. So there you have it. 12 rules. 12 gentle reminders that sleep isn't something you achieve. It's something you allow. You fluff the pillow. Tuck the blanket. Sip the tea. Sigh the sigh, yawn the yawn, and sent the dream invitation. Now, there's only one thing left to do. Close your eyes. Let your breath carry you. Drift into the quiet, where rules no longer matter. Good night, my friend. Sleep well.